to close the public hearing on Aaron's Barbershop at 104 Main Street. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll get back to you, Aaron, okay? I want to get done with all the public hearings first. Okay, now we'll open the public... Excuse me? Oh. All right. Public hearing on the proposed subdivision on Eagle Street is open. Any questions? No questions?
Are you taking questions from the board as well?
Yeah, I guess. Sure.
We didn't go over, I don't remember going over where the parking would be. And also the sewer and water hookup. I don't believe we did that in the last meeting. If we did, then I stand corrected.
Which one are you talking about, Tom?
Oh, we're on Eagle Street?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's existing. We'll get back to the barbershop.
No, he was asking about
that. I'm not talking about the barbershop.
You're talking about the...
Eagle Street?
Eagle yeah. Street.
I just need to know when I can pose my question. Is this the right time, or if it isn't, I'll do it later.
We should probably wait until we get to our segment of it.
Okay.
All right, so no public comments on Eagle Street. Is that correct? All right, I need a motion to close the segment of public hearing on the proposed subdivision on Eagle Street. I don't know if we'll need it, but we'll see. All right, so I need a motion to close the public hearing on the subdivision.
I'll make it.
All right, I need a second.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and second to close the public hearing on the proposed subdivision on Eagle Street. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, the regular scheduled planning board meeting for September is now in session. I need a motion to approve the minutes from the August meeting.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the August meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, now let's get to the barbershop again. Does anybody have any questions on the from the board on the barbershop?
I do. Is it by appointment or do you walk in? Okay.
All right, Aaron, what would you be storing in the storage room, for instance? Not where your product is going to be that you're selling, but I'm just curious. Yeah, you had listed a storage room or something there.
The locked one?
Yeah.
The locked closet?
Supply closet locked.
Oh, supply closet locked. Okay, so that's where I'm going to keep the cleaning supplies, like the Barbicide, the Maticide. I believe when the state comes in to inspect for Barbara, and you have to have those chemicals locked.
Mm-hmm.
So... That's what that is. It's just like where the hot water heater is behind there. So it's very small. So that's just where the things like that will be kept so I can pass the inspection when the state board comes through.
Okay. Do you plan on having a fire extinguisher in there someplace?
Yes, they're going to put in two. because there's two doors, there's going to be one by the front door, and there's going to be one by the back exit door. And Geller is supplying that.
Okay, good.
Your guys are going to put it in. Yep.
Oh, your barber pole that's inside the window, correct? And that will only be operated when you're working?
Yeah.
All right, so when the place is closed, there'll be no...
No light.
Okay. All right, just to verify your anticipated hours, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and 8 to 7? Is that enough?
Well, yeah. Probably going to be more like 5-6 days, but, you know, yeah, we'll see. I have to see how what the demand for the town is, you know?
Well, as Judy said last time, if you don't exaggerate at this point,
right,
you'd have to come back to us if you wanted to change.
Like if you wanted to go to 8 and it's not till 8, then...
Yeah.
But...
I'm working. I have another job as it is, so I think that that's going to be good enough. I don't think it's past 7 o'clock because it's... Now, if somebody comes in at 6:30 or 6:45, I'm going to take them, but I'm going to turn the pole off and it's going to stay closed. So I may be in there later.
That's fine.
But it's... You know, I'm not going to refuse anybody if they come in late, but I'm not going to keep hours going later than that.
Right, but your hours of operation are 8 to 7.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, any other questions from the board? All right, then I need a motion to approve her application.
First, we have to do... We don't anticipate any significant negative environmental impacts, but you should make a motion for a neg deck.
Okay. I need a motion for a negative declaration on environmental impact.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second for a...
Yeah.
For a negative deck. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, now I need a motion to... approve the application.
I'll make a motion.
In the minutes?
No. Approve the application.
Oh, I'll second that.
All right, so we can a second. Is that you, Rick?
Yeah.
All right, so we got a motion and a second to approve the application. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, approved. You got yourself a barbershop. Somebody's got to cut it, right? It would have been better like 40, 50 years ago when I had more hair.
You can still get a hot towel shave.
All right, now let's go to the proposed subdivision on Eagle Street. And Tom, you had a question?
I don't think we had gotten the minutes. I don't think we went over. We had the site plan revised to include the setback dimension, but we didn't ask where the parking spaces are. And then I have questions about the sewer and water hookup.
So there's parking existing. Already there. There's a driveway in the unit.
So we're on this plan where it says gravel driveway, and how many cars can park there?
Two, three.
Okay. This is a single family mobile home?
Yeah, 3-bedroom. Yeah. And as for the sewer and water, the houses are connected, so we are going to have to do a little bit of work to separate them.
So the two properties are the water sewers combined?
The water is definitely on 1 meter.
Yes.
There's
only 1 meter. That goes for both?
Yeah, I think it's one sewer too.
Sewer's based off your water
reading. So they're talking about changing...
They would need to get another meter separated somehow.
All right, so you're going to separate the water. The sewer is already separated? Is that the deal?
No, water and sewer. Your water and sewer bill is based off of your water meter alone, so nothing is separate right now.
Okay.
They would need another meter to be able to separate the billing for the sewer as well.
You should probably just talk to the highway superintendent and the water department, because they may not. I mean, there's lots of places in Philmont where, as we know, they had rock and things, so they might have combined sewer lines and water lines and things. I know they would want them to get a new water service for the two separate parcels. And then even if the sewers combine, then they can each get their own sewer bill. It all goes to the same place.
If they had a different meter, the sewer would be separate.
Not anymore.
There's no meter for sewer.
Right, right. Sewers would be based upon the water. So you can make the approval conditioned upon them contacting the water department. And sorting
that's
that
what
out.
I was thinking.
But the other concern is if it's a combined sewer, if there's a problem, how does that get resolved? How do you know what property it's on?
If it's up to them to fix it, if it's their problem, if it's on their property.
But who's them in this case? There are now two owners.
You could have them map the lines and draw an easement. But it's been existing that way for however long.
Somebody came out and made some markings along the property about 6 months ago. So I imagine something from the township, or maybe when we began this conversation, and it looked like they had painted a spot where they could be sufficiently spread out for purposes that they have separating them. So in any case, we're willing to take that responsibility to disentangle.
The best course is to have a separate line.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're willing to do that, that's the best way to resolve it.
Yeah.
Because you're heading into problems later on with a combined sewer.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we could approve it based on them separating the lines, and we can have Morgan check it out or something.
Yeah, conditioned upon what the water and sewer department wants.
Any other questions? Do we need a neg deck on this, too?
You would, yep.
Okay. So I need a motion for a negative declaration on this property.
I make it.
You need a second?
I'll second it.
So I have a motion and a second for a negative declaration. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, carried. All right, I need a motion to approve this subdivision with the caveat that they must separate the water sewer to the liking of our water sewer department.
And I just want to understand that we're approving this because it is grandfathered in case other cases come in.
The mobile home?
So it's the grandfathering
yep.
and the affordable housing. Yeah, okay. That's good.
Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I need a second.
I'm second.
I have
Who's
a motion.
Ozzy.
I have a motion and a second to approve this application based on the water sewer problem being fixed to the approval of our water department. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. We'll be watching.
Do you want this? I don't want this. Here. Get on mine. Do you want yours, do it?
No.
Here's another one.
I'm going to dig out my stamps when this is over.
Oh, you want to put them back here? There's room back here. We can put them.
What, you've got more?
Are you going to be filing a map to drop at the county first office, or is it there?
Do you have a copy?
Yes, sir. Just the same ones.
Yeah,
You'll need two originals, and yeah, you have to go to the treasurer's office for the certification of the property tax update, and then we'll let the conflict come. He should, yeah.
And Aaron, we won't have to stamp yours. All you'll need is a copy of the minutes.
A copy?
A copy of the minutes.
Okay. So I can pick that up.
I can see that. I have another. Okay. I'm pretty sure I should call your email from when you sent this up before.
All right. 38 Summit Street, we here? I'm sure we're going to have other questions, but the first one is, I mean, right in your own little block here, and you're right, the side yard setback, you need a 25-foot minimum, and you've only got 12 and a half feet?
Yeah, I was bringing the woman who's now the board, the buildings person, that's replaced Lee, can't remember her name right now, she told me that the protocol was I come to the planning board with this first, even though I'm asking for only 12 and a half feet, and that you would then decide if I could be bumped to the zoning board?
Yeah, we're going to have to refer you to ZBA.
Right, that's what she... That's, she said the protocol is I had to come here first. So that's what she said.
It could have worked either way, but that's okay.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I didn't know.
You got to go to both. You got to somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Anybody got any other questions on this?
Yeah, there will be a, the chairman of the ZBA will want an application.
Yeah.
So
anybody got any other questions on this? And we're going to get another shot at this here if there's either the ZBA.
Right, so assuming that you do get a variance to you're planning a outdoor amenity that's entirely in the setback. And it's facing the neighbor. So your drawing shows a fence. Can you describe what that fence is?
That could be anything at this point. The reason I'm going with that drawing is so I received an earmark to get the ADU plus one grant. So that's a grant you apply for in order to help with the housing crisis. With that grant, when it was first rolled out in Ulster County, they had an architectural contest for building an ADU, and this was the winner of the contest. So it's already got stretch code, and it's already, I figured a lot of people had looked at it since I don't know how to read drawings. So it's essentially a free plan. So the reason I chose that was for that reason, but the fence could be, yeah, it could be anything. And it's facing that way because that's kind of getting water view, and it's Dale's backyard kind of over that way, but it's kind of next to his garage. But Dale is... Yes, towards the back. So it's facing out to the woods. Well, there's...
Right.
Yeah, it's beyond his house. But yeah. The fence could be anything. I mean, I haven't gotten to that level of detail.
I'm sorry, who am I talking to?
Margaret.
So what would happen if you were forced to maintain?
So if I were forced to maintain a setback, I would have to build dealing with the 7-foot slope from the driveway down into the lot. So I'd probably require some sort of a cement retaining wall or part of the building to become a retaining wall. At that point, it might be better to find a completely different design since this one's L-shaped, maybe something long and narrow. Or I had a builder come out who said maybe you could build on pilings to stay within the setback so that
I would like it to be handicap accessible. This design is handicap accessible. The grant does not stipulate that it has to be. But if Nat and I were to age in place there, I would like it to be handicap accessible for that reason. So if we were to build it on some sort of raised thing and it, and you could walk out to it from the, on a, you know, then it could be handicap accessible from the driveway. So that would be something I would try to do. I don't know if that would be affordable.
I'm getting a little confused on the accessibility description.
Oh.
If the unit may be accessible, but how do you get to it?
Right. No, I'm just saying, well, I can't afford to make a car get to it right now.
I think especially about the setback.
So,
you're not able to get the variance. Your question
so
was
big picture, I would like it to be handicap accessible.
Right.
I hired the civil engineer, Pat Prendergast, and I also had my friend Chris Hobby came over and we talked about options. And I, for building costs for me at my age going into that much debt, I think I can only afford to build the ADU than to get cars parking right down next to it. So that might be something I could afford to do at a later date. In terms of making, I just liked this design that it was handicap accessible. I understand that if it were down in the lot, it's not going to be handicap accessible. But if it were on pilings, then it could be physically currently handicap accessible.
Or you can build it into the side of the hill. I mean, there's many different solutions.
Yeah.
To me, this is one of the problems of plunking down a design that you like on a site that won't fit it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're trying to twist it to make it work.
Well, I put it there because it's the level spot, so I figured it's less disturbance. Along the driveway, there's a lot of beautiful old trees that wouldn't have to be. It causes less environmental up.
Well, that's why we're making the proposal that we are. We're hoping that this variance that we don't have to, you know, twist anything, that it finds something that would work.
On some maps, that's drawn as a separate quarter acre lot with a line through it. So it's almost like putting it in the center of a separate building site that we happen to have as part of our parcel. At some point in the history of the town, that seems to have been segregated as a separate lot.
Okay, but that's not what's here now. We can only work with what's here now.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's why I put it there. It wasn't arbitrary. Oh. It was because it fits in the center of a separate quarter acre lot.
Yeah, I'm not asking you these questions to give you a hard time. I'm asking them, I want you to be successful. So that I'm asking these questions in case this setback strategy doesn't work.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What would you do?
So if this doesn't work, I will work within the setback, and if it becomes too expensive for me to do it, we won't do it. Basically, the grant gives you exactly $112,500. I'd be willing to, and then I have to take out a loan for the rest, so I could probably take out a loan for that much, the equivalent, but if it goes beyond that, then I would have to throw the whole thing out. So I would work with the builder and come up with a new design for
it. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah, we unfortunately can't consider finances at the planning board. So,
yeah.
But I hear you. And then, can you tell me how the sewage is working in this?
Yeah, Chris Hoppe said that the sewage will need a pump up to the street because it is 7 foot drop. So no matter, unless we were to build on the raised thing, the sewage will have to be pumped out.
So that kind of messes up your meeting the stretch code. Now
a pump for the sewers?
To run that pump out of energy.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Is there, I don't know what the alternative is. I mean, I guess a separate line out to the street. At least then you're using gravity.
I mean, the sewer would be a separate line out to the street, I believe, no matter what, wouldn't it?
Well, if you're doing that, you wouldn't need a pump.
Oh, I wouldn't need a pump? Okay.
Well, I'm looking at your drawing, and I'm looking at the the slope.
Oh.
And it looks, you know, I don't take my word for that, but it looks like you could use gravity.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know that. Chris said we would need a pump, but he wasn't looking at his drawings. He was just looking at the lot. And we don't need a pump. Yeah, we'd have to cut through. I thought we had to cut through to the street for the sewer anyway.
Okay, if you...
But I don't understand. What, is the other possibility it would feed into our current sewer, you mean?
I thought the idea was
feed into the current sewer. Maybe that was the idea. I don't know. I didn't actually find that out.
Okay, so that has to be cleared up.
Okay.
Yeah, the water, just like our last applicant, the water sewer department, contact them and see what your topography. And to Mr. Pano's point, installing a grinder pump and then paying for it, the maintenance and then the electric for it, it might be cheaper to run a line if you can get gravity to do the work.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I think with an ADU, you can connect to your existing system on the line.
Yeah, I had the water and sewer guys over already, and they put my lines in, and they said we should connect to that. So I guess I just misunderstood Chris Hoppe, because the water and sewer guys said we could connect to the existing. I just thought that also meant I didn't understand.
Connect to the existing from the existing house? Or
from the existing house, yeah.
Right. But if you do that, you're going uphill. Yeah. And up a pretty steep hill. This is going to be a hefty pump.
Okay. And so isn't it also a pump under the road, or you're saying no? Or you don't know?
I can't design this for
you.
I'm just looking at what the drawing is here, and it looks like there's your conduit. It's be sloping down continuously from this proposed ADU to the street.
Yeah.
If you can succeed at that, you won't need any pumps.
Okay. I see. Great. Okay. I'll have to ask. I mean, I haven't gotten to that level of a structural engineer.
Well, and that's something that Pat Prendergast actually does, too.
Oh, he can do that? Okay. Yeah, okay, then I can
find
out for that.
Okay.
Chris Hoppe's a good man, too.
Yeah, he's been great. So if we had to redesign completely, I would see if Chris Hoppe could be our structural engineer, because he's my neighbor. And
he's very good.
So, yeah, I would love to have that be good.
Well, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Good.
And we'll see you back here.
Yeah, and I have one other question.
Yeah.
You're saying that the drainage, goes into... existing swell.
Yeah.
An existing natural swell. But at what capacity is that? I'm trying to figure out where that statement came from. Was there modeling done? Is it a 1-inch rainstorm? How do you know that there is capacity in this existing natural swell? Because you're in a very sensitive area.
Yeah. Behind, there's a very steep ridge right after the Topo ends.
Right.
So all the water from all the uphill comes down through that. So it would just feed into that.
Oh, so that existing swale goes all the way to the lake?
Yeah. Mm. It's usually... but if there's heavy rain.
Right. It would just be helpful if we knew what is the risk of erosion, depending on size of storm.
That was the original question.
Yeah.
And that's why we had our surveyor.
There was a flood.
I mean, Pat didn't think there's going to be any erosion issue, except for, he was just saying as long as it's constructed properly during construction, he didn't think that post-construction there's going to be any erosion issue.
Okay, if he can just say why, then he's the better person to go to than the surveyor. He should know. He's making that.
She did submit a letter, Tom.
He gave me a letter. He didn't.
Yeah, I saw the letter, but it doesn't.
He doesn't say why.
Doesn't have
right.
much substance. And in fact, if all it says is erosion control during construction will be important. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Put some substance in there.
We'll see you again.
Okay, so now I go to the zoning board next, and then I go back to you.
That will conclude our business.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We are adjourned.